Do you think that workers in Andover will effectively feel that through their own taxpayers' money, they've helped to fund the relocation and the loss of their own jobs?
Well, that's eminently understandable. I mean, you know, and essentially that is what is happening. It is the responsibility, I believe, of people like me and other politicians in the Parliament here to make sure the rules and regulations deliver the kind of solutions that we want, not to allow corporate interests to profit at the expense of taxpayers. That is so wrong, it has to be addressed.
You say you want to try and get the rules changed so that this can't happen in the future. But what about this Twinings case? Do you think there is any hope, now that the Commission has made this reply to you, do you think that's the end of the story, really?
Well, I never give up hope. That's part of being a Green, that you'll always get people to see sense. The practice of grants and that sort of is that if you follow the rules and you conform to the rules, then the system works. In this case, it seems the rules have been observed, but actually the result is not what we want. So I'll be making a separate call for an independent a scrutiny function of the Parliament, so that we can look at the way that policies and processes are applied to make sure that we're not drifting too far from what we set out to do, which in the case of the European Regional Development Fund was to help economies develop and grow.
But in this case, it's the Polish economy that will benefit and the economy in Andover that won't.
And not to forget the balance sheet at Twinings, which will be 12 million euros better off.